here at the Area Regional Control of PERS conference put on by Boehringer Ingelheim. With me right now is Dr. Bob Morrison, who gave a brief review of the foundations and progress in the Area Regional Control of PERS this morning to the people here attending the conference.
Well, I reviewed that basically we started in 2002, so 2002, 7 years ago, with the concept of trying to control and ultimately eliminate PERS at a region level as opposed to an individual herd level. And that basically came around because folks were failing in terms of keeping it out. We had successful programs to get PERS out of a herd, but then it would get back in. And we said, you know, maybe if we cooperate among producers within a region, we could keep it out. And so that's when it started.
And how big of an issue, how big of a problem is PERS, both in the United States and globally?
Well, PERS, one can argue, is probably the most expensive disease that we're dealing with here in the United States. So it's a very costly disease. It varies, of course, among herds, all the way from extremely severe to relatively mild. But it's certainly the most expensive disease we're dealing with as an industry.
Now, what is the purpose and the goal of this conference, as the second one that BI has put on here? What is the goal here?
Well, we're learning a lot. You know, there's different folks now across the country working within regions, and we're sharing experiences, basically.
And how do you think this conference this year differs from last year?
Well, we're one year further ahead, and so we've got 1 year more experience, and there's really, it's like a snowball moving down a hill in terms of momentum and knowledge, and so we've got a lot more experience and knowledge than we had a year ago.
Now, there's been a lot of optimism expressed here. Do you think we are optimistic? Do you think we're moving along the path and we're going to do something about this disease?
I do, and I think that captures the mood among those who are doing this, that we're finding a surprising amount of success. We're going to have challenges, no doubt, because this is a voluntary program, and all producers and veterinarians won't be on board. But generally speaking, we're finding the majority are on board, and we're having good success.
How important is the support from companies like BI, from the federal agencies like USDA, and from the industry groups like the National Pork Board?
Well, let's talk about BI first. They bring an enormous amount of resources, not just people, but they've got the vaccine that is useful in some situations. They bring knowledge to, and they bring an organization like today to get people together. So BI's got a key role. The Pork Board, of course, as a representation of the producers as a whole, is the main entity that we need to interact with, because they represent producers. And so they've got the education arm, they've got the research arm that are huge in terms of our efforts with PERS.
And also the veterinarians, of course, there's a key role here.
Yeah, the private practitioners are essential. Well, you need to get the veterinarians involved, because they are key leaders within a region. And I'm from a university, or somebody from the government is not going to get this program to work without the veterinarians being on board.
Here at the Area Regional Control of PERS conference in Chicago, Illinois, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.